弟兄姐妹们，由于录音器材的问题，周日讲到的前几分钟没有被录下来，希望大家原谅。本次读经的内容是加拉太书五章一到三节和加拉太书五章十三到十五节。本次信息的主题是自由的目的。
Unfortunately, many American Christians also live like these American slaves.
啊，很不幸的，很多在美国的基督徒呢，他们的生活的境况很像这些黑奴一样。
Our Emancipation Proclamation can be found in Galatians 5, verse 1, where the Apostle Paul declares, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free."
我们基督徒的解放宣言呢，我们可以在加拉太书五章一节看到，这边说，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
In other words, for Christians, we have been set free in Jesus Christ.
也就是说，对基督徒来讲呢，我们在基督里面已经得到解放了。
Christ has bought us freedom through the cross.
所以基督呢，在十字架上已经为我们买赎了我们的自由。
Unfortunately, many Americans, or actually Christians of any nationality, are not aware of that freedom.
所以很可惜的，很多基督徒不光在美国，在全世界的许多基督徒都还不知道他们有这样子的自由。
So they live in bondage day after day after day when they could actually be enjoying their freedom.
所以呢，他们每天都活在这个辖制当中，他们其实不知道说他们真正是可以享受自由的。
But from what slave masters did Christ set us free?
但是基督他是把我们从什么样的主人的手中释放出来呢？
And for what reason did Christ set us free?
那基督为什么要把我们从辖制当中解放出来？
The answers to these questions can be found in Galatians chapter 5.
所以这些问题的答案我们可以在加拉太书第五章找到。
This passage was written by the Apostle Paul to warn the Christians from the church of the town of Galatia about the dangers of having their freedom stolen from a couple of cruel slave masters.
所以这段经文呢是保罗他写给住在加拉太的基督徒，要告诉他们说他们的自由被一些人夺去了。
In this passage we can discover that we have been set free.Free from two slave masters, so that we can truly enjoy the purpose of our freedom.
所以这段经文就在告诉我们说，其实我们已经自由了。我们从两个主人的手中呢，已经得到释放，应该是能够好好的享受我们的自由才对。
First slave master from which we have been set free can be found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 to 3.
我们在加拉太书五章一到三节呢，可以找到我们这第一个，我们这个得到释放的之前的这个主人是谁。
Apostle Paul writes, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to you,Every man who lets himself be circumcised, that he is obligated to obey the whole law.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。我在指的凡受割礼的人，确实的说，他是欠着行全律法的债。
According to this passage, Christ has set us free.From the slave master of legalism.
所以按照这段经文呢，耶稣把我们从这个律法主义当中释放出来。
The Apostle Paul was warning the Galatians about some false teachers that had somehow crept into the church and were trying to add works as a requirement for salvation.
所以保罗呢，在这里是警告加拉太的人说。有许多的这个假师父，他们呢自己在加了东西，所以呢让他们在要得到救赎的同时呢，他们必须要做许多好的事情。
These false teachers were saying that, well, it's true that Christ might have done his part by dying on the cross for their sins.
所以这些假教师呢，他说哦，对啊，基督他可能呢做他该做的那个部分，就是呢他在十字架上为我们死了。
But if the Galatians wanted to go to heaven, they needed to do their part by obeying certain rules.
但是如果住在加拉太的人，他们想要成全这整个救恩的话呢，他们也必须做他们该做的那部分，也就是呢，要遵守这些假教士所规定出来的这些规条。
In particular, the Galatian men were required to go through the painful and humiliating process of being circumcised as adults in order to become true Christians.
特别是呢，在加拉太的成年男人，他们必须呢要不是被要求，必须要经过这个受割礼，也就是一个很残酷，又是很羞辱的，又是很痛苦的一个过程，才能够成为一个得到救赎的人。
But the Apostle Paul tells the Galatians that Jesus Christ paid the full price for their salvation by dying on the cross.
但是保罗他说了，他说。耶稣他在十字架上为我们死，已经把所有该付的代价都付了。
They don't need to get circumcised.
所以他们不需要再受一次割礼。
They don't need to obey a long list of rules.
他们也不需要再遵守一些很冗长的一些规则。
Instead, all they needed to do was to put their faith in Jesus Christ.
所以他们所需要做的只是一件事情，就是把信心放在主耶稣基督里面。
All they needed to do to receive that free gift was to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins and that he rose again to give them eternal life.
所以他们所需要做的就是一件事情，就是相信主耶稣已经来到了他们当中，为他们在十字架上死，又复活了。
To add legalistic requirements as an additional requirement in order to go to heaven would be an insult to Jesus Christ.
其实按照律法主义的这个方式，他们要做许多的事情来遵守这些律法才能得到救赎呢，其实对耶稣来讲是一个羞辱。
Imagine a young man goes to a jewelry store and he buys a diamond ring for $10,000.
我们想象一下，如果是有一个青年男子，他到这个珠宝店花10,000块钱买了一个钻石的那个戒指。
Then he takes his girlfriend out to a romantic restaurant.
然后他就把他女朋友带去一个非常的有气氛的一个餐厅。
And by the candlelight, he tells her, "Darling, I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my life loving you."
然后他跟女朋友吃了烛光晚餐，他跟他女朋友说，我很爱你，我要一辈子都跟你在一起。
Then he brings out the engagement ring to put it on her finger.
然后他就把他买的这个钻石的戒指拿出来，放在这个女孩子的手指头上。
Young woman takes a look at that ring, and then she says, "I don't think you can afford that ring. Let me buy it for 25 cents."
然后这女孩子呢，看看她的这个戒指，她说：“你应该是买不起什么很贵的戒指吧？我想这个，我说要花25 cents 就可以买到。
”It would be an insult because that ring is worth far more than 25 cents.
那对这男子来讲呢，这个实在是一个很大的羞辱，因为他花了很多很多的钱来买这个戒指。
And more importantly.The young man wants to give the ring as a token of his love, not try to sell the ring in order to make a profit.
那对于这个男子来讲，更羞辱的事情是呢，他其实是有这个心意，他花了这笔钱，想要诚心诚意跟这女孩子一辈子在一起。他不是说买了这个戒指是要来卖做买卖赚钱的。
In the same way, if we add rules as a requirement for salvation, it is an insult to Jesus Christ.
那同理来说呢，如果我们在救恩当中又加了许多的规条的话呢，其实对耶稣他的他给我们的救赎来讲是一个羞辱。
He is offering the gift of eternal life as a gift, not as something that we can buy by doing good works.
因为主耶稣基督给我们的救赎是一个无价，是不用钱的，是一个礼物。他不是拿来要卖给我们，让我们能够做一些什么好事，所以我们可以换得这个救赎。
It's as if we are saying, Jesus, I know that you died on the cross to take the punishment for our sins.
也就是说，好像我们在跟耶稣说，哦，耶稣，我知道你在十字架为我们死了。
But I don't think you did quite enough.
但是你这样子的救恩呢，我觉得好像不太够。
So here.Let me pay for the rest of the price by doing some good works.
所以呢，让我来帮帮你，我呢来做一些好事，来帮你完成这个救恩。
As a result, some sincere churchgoers today do not have a peace in their souls that they will go to heaven.
这样想法的结果呢，就是很多的基督徒现在教会当中，他们其实心内心没有平安，他们不知道他们真正可以上去天堂。
Because they never know whether they've done enough good works to earn their way into heaven.
因为他们永远不能确定说他们做的好事够不够。
Have they gone to church enough?
他们来教会来的够不够多嘞？
Have they helped little old ladies across the street enough?
他们帮助这个老弱妇孺过街，帮助的够不够多了？
Have they put enough money in the offering plate?
他们奉献的够不够多呢？
But you see, no matter how hard they try, they just don't know if they've done enough good works.
但是不管他们做的再怎么多，再怎么努力，他们还是不知道说这样做到底够不够。
But the Apostle Paul has some good news.
但是使徒保罗给我们了一个好消息。
Free at last.
他说：“这是不要钱的。”
Free at last.
他说：“是不要钱的。”
Thank God Almighty, we're free at last.
哦，他说我们自由了，我们得到自由，得到释放了。
You don't have to work your way into heaven.
你不需要靠自己的努力进入天堂。
Instead, Jesus has paid the full price on the cross for your freedom.
因为耶稣已经为我们付了完全的代价，所以我们可以进入天堂。
You have been set free from the obligations to obey legalistic rules.
你们已经从必须遵守这些律法主义的教条当中呢，你们已经得到释放。
So enjoy your freedom in Christ.
所以你们好好的享受你们在耶稣基督里面的自由。
So how should Christians respond to their freedom in Christ?
所以基督徒怎么样对神赐给我们这个自由得到做一个回应呢？
Does our freedom mean that a Christian has the freedom to do whatever he wants?
这是不是意思就是说，哦，那基督徒他可以爱做什么就做什么
？Well, let's take a look at verses 13 through 15.
我们看看十三、十五节怎么，十三到十五节怎么说
？You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in one single command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting, devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other.
他说：“弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在‘爱人如己’这一句话之内了。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。”
According to this passage, Paul reveals that Christians are not given the freedom to sin.
所以按照现在经文来讲呢，使徒保罗告诉我们说，基督徒不是得到自由去犯罪。
Instead, Christians are given the freedom from sin.
他们是从罪当中得到自由，得到释放。
In other words, Jesus did not set us free from the slave master of legalism just in order so that we could be enslaved by the slave master of sin.
也就是说，耶稣基督不是把我们从一个主人，也就是这个律法主义的这个主人当中释放出来，让我们去遵从另外一个主人，也就是这个罪这个主人。
He set us free from both of those slave masters.
他让我们从这个律法主义跟罪当中都得到自由，得到释放。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul reveals that there are two ways thatChristians naively let sin become their masters.
在这里面我们也看到说，基督徒常常透过两个方式呢，不小心的单纯的让罪成为我们的主人。
First thing that they sometimes do is indulge in the sinful nature.
第一个他们容易犯的问题呢，就是放纵情欲。
We could say, hey, look.I know that I don't have to do good works to earn my way into heaven, so I'm going to enjoy the best of both worlds.
因为有人就说，哦，你看，我也不用做什么事情，我就可以上天堂啊。所以呢，我就两边要都要吃香。
While I'm on earth, I'm going to enjoy as much sinful pleasures as I can, and still, I'm going to go to heaven.
当我在这个世上的时候呢，我就尽情的享受我放纵情欲的这个快乐，然后但是呢，我最后还是可以上天堂。
Yeah, sounds like a pretty good deal, right?
那听起来好像还不错哎。
You can do whatever you want.
所以呢，就是爱做什么就做什么。
You can drink as much alcohol as you want.
爱喝多少酒就喝多少酒。
You can gossip as much as you want.
爱怎么样说人长短就怎么到说人家长短。
can spend as much money on yourselves and don't have to worry about putting money in the offering box or giving you money to help out those who have less than you.
爱怎么花钱就怎么花钱，不用去想说，哎，奉献要奉献多少，需不需要奉献。
You can take advantage of people if you want to.
你要占人家便宜也可以。
You can do all that and you still get to go to heaven.
你所有的都做了，哎，还是可以上天堂。
Yeah, but made, right?
哎，还不错啊。
Well, there's two problems with that philosophy.
这个看法有两大问题。
First, if you have that philosophy, there is a very good chance that you are not truly a Christian.
第一就是说，如果你有这个看法的话呢，你极有可能其实你不真正是一个基督徒。
The Bible says that faith without works is dead.
因为这个圣经里面讲说，信心没有行为是死的。
In other words, though a person is not saved by good works, the evidence that a person is saved is good works.
也就是说，一个人的信心不是靠行为而得救，但是呢，你的行为是信心的一个表现。
In other words, if you truly understand that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, you are going to be grateful for what Jesus has done for you, and the rest of your life is going to be one big thank you note to Jesus.
所以呢，如果你真正了解耶稣基督怎么样在十字架上为你而死的话呢，你对基督会有无限的感激。所以你的生活跟你做的行为呢，都是好像写一个很大的感谢卡给耶稣一样。
But I have to admit that there are times when we as Christians somehow backslide and we fall into this perverted logic.
但是呢，我也承认，常常基督徒也会有跌倒的时候，也会常常抱着这样的看法。
But when we do that, we don't experience the best of both worlds.
但是当我们这样做的时候呢，其实我们没有办法两边都吃香。
Instead, we experience the worst of both worlds.
其实呢，我们两边都不讨好。
Because on one hand, we're too godly to enjoy sinful pleasures.
因为呢，在一方面呢，我们是属神的，所以我们对于这个最终之乐是没有办法享受。
The whole time we're doing it, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Come on, what is the matter with you?
因为当我们在享受想要享受最终之乐的时候呢，圣灵在我里面告诉我们说你是怎么回事啊。
And yet on the other hand, sometimes we're too sinful to enjoy godly pleasures.
但是从另外一方面来看呢，我们却因为犯罪的缘故呢，没有办法好好享受在神当中的喜乐。
Go to worship services and we can't fully enjoy worship because there's a nagging thought in our minds.Man, I am such a hypocrite.
当我们来到崇拜的时候呢，没有办法好好充分的享受崇拜，因为在内心当中常常会有一个指责，觉得说你是一个假冒伪善的人。
Are you a Christian who's trying to take advantage of your freedom in Christ?
所以你是不是这样子的基督徒呢？
Have you noticed that sin may give you some immediate thrills, but it leaves you feeling empty?
你有没有注意到说，当你犯罪的时候，你可能一时当中觉得很刺激，但是之后呢，内心是很空虚的。
Have you noticed that the joy that you had in Jesus Christ is slowly drained away?
你有没有觉得，你是不是觉得你在主耶稣基督当中的喜乐慢慢的失去了呢？
It's time to repent.
现在是到时候你们应该要认罪的时候。
It's time to tell the Lord that.You're sorry and that you want to recommit your life to him.
现在是一个好的机会，你跟耶稣讲说你做错事情了，你希望再好好的做。
Second way that we should keep from allowing sin to master over us is that we should refuse to bite and devour each other.
第二个方面呢，我们怎么样让罪不要当我们的主人，那就是我们要避免互相相咬相吞。
Do you know that biting, devouring takes place in church?
你知道在教会里面呢是有相咬相吞的事情。
When my daughter Eliza was a toddler, I think she said something that really annoyed one of the other little girls in the church nursery.
当我的大女儿她在差不多两三岁的时候呢，她在教会的主日学，她讲了一些很这个冒犯她其他同学的话。
And the little girl did not know how to speak English. And so the only way that she could think about expressing her annoyance was to chop on my daughter's arm.
所以这个小女孩呢受到了侮辱了，可是她不会讲英文，也不知道怎么表达她的情绪，所以她唯一能做呢就是在我女儿的手上咬一口。
Now, fortunately, it did not draw blood, but it really hurt my daughter.
很幸运是没有流血，但是呢真的很痛。
But what Elisa said to that little girl also hurt that little girl.
但是我女儿 Elisa 跟那个女孩子讲的话呢也是伤害了她了。
Well, the story has a happy ending because later on they became best friends.
这个故事呢是有很好的结局，因为他们俩后来变成最好的朋友了。
I think most of us don't try to chomp each other's arms.
所以虽然在教会呢我们不会互相是咬对方的手。
But sometimes we use our mouths to hurt each other in a different way.
但是我们常常用我们的嘴来用不同的方式来伤害对方。
We hurt each other by saying mean things.
我们用这个很尖锐的言语来伤害对方。
We get in verbal fights with each other.
或者是有口角。
Now, why do Christians fight with each other?
为什么基督徒要互相吵架呢？
Why can't we all just get along?
为什么我们不能好好的相处呢？
The answer can be found in James chapter 4 verses 1 and 2.
这个答案我们可以在雅各书里面。
What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight.
在雅各书四章一到二节这样说，你们中间的征战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求。
We get in fights with each other because we're like little children who stomp their feet and say, I have to have my way.
我们互相争斗是因为我们好像小孩子一样吵来吵去说要按照我的意思来做。
When someone gets in our way, we cry, you have no right to treat me that way.
所以当别人不按照我们心意来做的时候呢，我们就是说你没有阻止我做这个事情的权利。
Now both sides are probably a little bit right and a little bit wrong.
所以其实两方呢可能各有一点对也有一点错。
But both sides think that they are totally right and the other side is totally wrong.
但是两方面呢都各自己以为自己都是全对，别人都是全错。
And after a while, other people in the church start to take sides.
所以过于一阵子之后呢，教会里面的人就互相的分党了。
And that's a recipe for disunity within a church.
那这个呢就直接要造成教会里面的不和。
It's a recipe for drawing the life out of the church.
也就是直接会造成教会当中教会的生命会渐渐失去。
What should you do when you feel like you have been wrong?
所以当你在教会当中你觉得被人家冤枉了怎么办呢？
Take a look at Matthew 18 verses 15 through 17.
我们看马太福音18章15到17节。
If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you've won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along.So that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to even listen to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去。要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
But what if that doesn't work?
但是如果这样子还是不行，怎么办呢？
What if you are not able to gain justice against a fellow Christian who has hurt you?
如果你觉得你受伤害了，可是你却得不到公义的话，怎么办呢？
Take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
In verses 1 through 6, the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthian Christians that they should not sue each other.
在哥林多前书第四章，使徒保罗告诉他们说，基督徒不应该彼此控告。
Instead of taking their fellow Christians to court and ruining the reputation of the church, they should get wise people from within the church to make a decision.
所以呢，与其到这个法院当中互相控告，羞辱教会跟主的名，还不如找一两个有智慧的人来教会当中排解这个纷争。
And then in verses 7-8, he writes this.
然后在第七、第八节，他这样说。
The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means that you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers.
他说，
First Corinthians 6:7.
Sorry. 好，在第六章第七节、第八节这样说：你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。你们为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？你们倒是欺压人、亏负人。况且所欺压、所亏负的就是弟兄。
We tell ourselves that we are Christians and we have the right to stick up for our own rights.
所以呢，我们自己常常告诉我们自己说，我们有权利为自己的这个。为自己争取公义。
But the problem is that the person that we have a conflict with thinks that he is just as right as we are.
但是呢，跟我们起纷争的那个对方呢，他跟我们的看法是一样的，他也觉得他自己有权利争取他们的公义。
So both sides think that the other person is the bully.
所以呢，两方都觉得对方在欺压自己。
But as I tell my daughters,I would rather have them be bullied than for them to be a bully.
我常常告诉我的女儿说，女儿们说，我宁愿他们受到别人的欺负，而不要去欺负别人。
Because if you are a bully, your character is being destroyed.
因为如果你是那个欺负别人的人的话，你自己你的个性已经受到破坏了。
But if you respond the right way to bullying, it can actually improve your character.
但是如果你对于别人给你的欺压你有正确的反应的话呢，你可以建造自己的自己的性格。
Is there a fellow Christian that you are biting and devouring?
所以现在你在教会当中有没有跟哪一位基督徒互咬互吞呢？
Apostle Paul says, Watch out, you're going to be destroyed by each other.
使徒保罗说，你要不要小心，因为你们要彼此，这样就会彼此消灭了。
Christians whobite and devour each other are like the two snakes that swallowed each other's tails until they were inside of each other's tongues.
这个基督徒相咬相争的结果呢，就好像两条蛇互相吞食对方的尾巴一样，最后的结果是自己都在对方的肚子里面。
Neither side wins and both sides lose.
没有一个赢的，双方都输了。
One of Satan's most effective ways of destroying the church is to get Christians to fight each other.
撒旦对于攻击教会一个最有效的方式呢，就是让基督徒互相争斗。
If there's another Christian that you're fighting with,
如果在教会当中你跟哪一个另外一个基督徒有互相相斗的状况现象的话呢，
It's time to seek forgiveness.
现在应该要互相寻求饶恕。
It's time to extend forgiveness.
那现在呢，也是机会让你可以给别人饶恕。
It's only then that our church can be what it's truly intended to be.
如果这样子的话呢，教会才可以成为他应该成为的样式。
So the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ has set us free from the slave master of legalism and also from the slave master of sin.
因为使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们是从这个教条主义的这个主人当中得到释放，我们也从罪这个主人当中得到释放。
But why did Jesus Christ set us free from these slave masters?
但是耶稣为什么要把我们从这两个主人当中释放出来？
The answer can be found in the first part of Galatians chapter 5 verse 13 and all of verse 14.
我们在加拉太书五章第十三节跟第十四节可以得到答案。
Rather serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself.
他说：“弟兄们，总要用爱心互相服侍， 因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
The reason why Jesus Christ set us free from the slave masters of legalism and the slave masters of sin is so that we could serve one another.
所以主耶稣把我们从教条主义跟从罪这两个主人当中释放出来，这最大的目的就是让我们能够彼此相爱，彼此服侍。
The word serve literally means to be a slave.
这彼此服侍的意思呢，其实直接解释出来呢，就是成为对方的奴仆。
In other words, we have been set free from slavery so that we could be slaves.
也就是说，我们从这个奴仆的身份得到释放之后呢，所以我们可以成为奴仆。
We have been set free from the chains of legalism and the chains of sin.So that we could serve one another.
也就是说，我们在教条主义跟罪的这个锁链当中得到释放，所以我们能够彼此服侍，彼此相爱。
In other words, the reason why Jesus Christ set us free is not so that we could enjoy all this freedom and all these blessings on ourselves.
也就是说，我们从这些东西得到释放出来之后呢，不是说只是我们自己来享受这个自由的快乐。
Instead, we've been set free so that we could extend that freedom to other people.
相反的，我们得到释放，就是因为我们要把这个自由的释放能够也给别人。
Are you serving here in church?
我们现在在教会当中有服侍吗？
Said that in a typical church, 20% of the people do 80% of the work.
常常大家说，在一般的教会当中呢，差不多20%的人做教会80%的事工。
That when that happens, 20% of the people are burned out, and 80% are not enjoying the joy of serving.
也就是说，在教会当中，20%的人呢，他们都很累。然后这80%的人呢，也没有办法享受服事当中的快乐。
I believe that every Christian should have at least one ministry in their local church.
我相信身为基督徒的人，应该至少在你的教会当中能够有一项的服事。
It could be ushering, it could be helping out in the nursery, it could be teaching a Bible study, it could be some sort of tech ministry.
所以呢，你可以是当侍奉人员，或是你可以在婴儿室帮忙，可以在小孩的主日学帮忙，或在各样的方面可以做帮忙。
If you are not yet a Christian, or you have only been attending this church a few months, we don't really expect you to serve yet.
如果你还不是基督徒，或是你来自教会呢，还不是非常固定的来参加聚会的话，我们对你不是要求非要服侍不可。
But if you are a Christian and you've been attending this church for a few months, it's time to look into a way that you can serve the church.
如果你已经是基督徒，而且你已经固定来教会参加崇拜的话呢，我建议你能够至少让自己能够参与一项的服事。
If you'd like to find a place to serve in the church, I encourage you to talk to either Pastor Tony or to myself.
所以如果你愿意参与至少一项的服事的话呢，你可以跟徐牧师或者跟我自己联络。
You should not only serve within the church, you should also serve outside of the church.
所以你不光是要在教会当中服侍，你要在教会之外也要服侍。
Most of us don't serve on a consistent basis because we're taking so much time taking care of ourselves.
对大部分的我们来讲呢，我们可能没有常常不断的都在服侍，因为我们把大部分的精力都花在我们自己身上。
But Rena Garcia is a busy woman who discovered the freedom of serving.
有一个这个女人，她的名字叫 Rena Garcia. 她呢，她的重点呢，就是要服侍别人。
According to John Kenny, she is a young wife in her 20s, and she's a mother of 2 preschoolers and a full nanny for 2 other children.
所以呢，她是是一个妈妈，这是二十几岁的妈妈，她自己有两个小孩，还没上学，然后她呢又是一个全职的一个 nanny 照顾另外两个小孩。
She's a busy woman, but her favorite part of the day is when she can R-A-O-K somebody.
她的生活是非常的忙碌的，但是她一天当中她最喜欢做的事情呢，就是去 R-A-O-K 别人。
RAOK stands for random acts of kindness.
那这个 RAOK 的意思呢，就是说你这个随意的对别人施予这个好处。
She and her husband Aaron are part of a growing network of Christians who seek to anonymously bless other people in the name of Jesus.
她跟她的先生 Aaron 两个人呢，在是一个现在一个急速成长的一个基督徒的这个团体当中呢，他们喜欢就是在随意的做一些不具名的一些好事来服侍别人。
Some of these random acts of kindness include leaving a roll of quarters in the laundromat.
所以他们做的事情呢，包括他们在那个洗衣店的地方呢，他们留一卷这个 quarters， 所以需要的人可以用。
Paying for the person behind you at a drive-through.
或者让你去买东西drive through 的时候呢，你为你后面那个人付钱。
Leaving grocery gift cards in mailboxes.
或者是呢在超市的这个礼券呢，把这个礼券放在别人的信箱里面。
Paying rent for a family who is in need.
或者帮助需要的家庭呢，付他们的房租。
So Garcia also hands out an ROK business cardThat explains her motivation, information about her church, and that there are no strings attached.
所以这个 Garcia 呢，他在做这些事情的时候，他也放了一张名片，上面呢就解释了他为什么受奉基督的名这样子做，然后把一些把一些跟他们教会有关的资讯呢，也同时给了对方。
Garcia said, "People were drawn to Christ not because he stood on a mountain and preached, but because he filled their needs."
他说人们怎么样受到耶稣的吸引呢，并不是因为他在山上讲了很多好的讲道，而是因为呢他这个填满了这些人的需要。
But how can we develop a lifestyle of freedom in which we lovingly serve others instead of indulging our sinful nature and biting and devouring each other?
所以我们怎么样让我们自己的生活呢，能够成为是有爱心能够服侍对方的生活，而不是呢是一个互相相咬相吞消灭对方的生活呢？
The answer comes in Galatians 5 verses 16 through 18. So I say, live by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want.But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
在加拉太书五章十六到十八节这样说：我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
In order to live a lifestyle of service.Rather than a lifestyle of self-indulgence, we need to be led by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们想要过一个互彼此服侍的生活，而不是过一个放纵情欲的生活的话呢，我们就必须要顺从圣灵的引导。
But how can you be led by the Holy Spirit?
那我们如何顺从圣灵的引导呢？
It's the same way in which we are led by any other person.
其实就好像我们顺从我们世界上的领导一样。
First of all, we need to watch where we are being led.
我们必须要知道我们要被带到哪里。
Secondly, we need to go where we are being led.
接下来我们必须要往那个方向去。
In other words, if we want to develop a lifestyle being led by the Holy Spirit, we need to develop a greater sensitivity to the Holy Spirit's wants, what He wants us to do.
所以如果你要过一个被圣灵引导的生活的话呢，我们就必须要有一个更敏感的心，所以我们能够明白圣灵要我们往哪里去。
We need to listen to the still small promptings of what he's trying to get us to do.
所以当圣灵在告诉我们要往哪里去的时候，我们必须要听从。
Secondly, we need to develop a commitment to obedience.
接下来我们必须呢要能够要能够愿意顺服。
When the Holy Spirit tells us to step outside of our comfort zone, we step outside our comfort zone.
所以当圣灵叫我们要离开我们自己觉得很舒适的这个环境的时候呢，我们就必须要迈开脚步要离开。
When the Holy Spirit convicts us not to give in to our sinful indulgences, we don't give in to those sinful indulgences.
所以当圣灵教导我们责备我们叫我们不要再顺从情欲放纵情欲的时候我们就要放弃顺从情欲
When the Holy Spirit convicts us that we need to go out seek forgiveness or extend forgiveness we go out and do those things
所以如果圣灵引导我们叫我们要认罪要悔改要得到饶恕的话我们就要按照这个来做
A woman was married to a tyrant.
一个女人她嫁给一个暴君。
Every day when she woke up, he had a long list of things that he demanded that she do.
所以每天这个女人睡醒的时候呢，她的丈夫就给她一个长长的长长的这个条款，一条一条，每天她要照着做。
Scrub the floor, woman.
刷地板。
Make me one boiled egg, one fried egg, and one scrambled egg for breakfast.
给我做一个水煮蛋，一个煎蛋，一个炒蛋。
Chop the firewood.
去砍柴。
No matter how hard she tried, every evening he would yell at her for not meeting his standards.
但是不论这女的怎么样努力，在每天晚上的时候，她丈夫还是责骂她，说她做的不够好。
Finally, one day he died.
所以终于有一天是丈夫死掉了。
The woman was so excited about her freedom that she went to the local bar and met a man who said he loved her.
这个女人呢，实在是太高兴了，因为她终于得到自由了，所以她就晚上呢去了一个酒吧，认识了一个男子。这个男子说他很爱她。
So, she went home to live with him.
所以这女的就跑去住在这个男子家里了。
But he was a heroin addict.
但是呢，他是这个毒品的这个。瘾君子。
And if she did not bring him home the heroin, he would beat her.
所以如果这个女的没有每天把这个毒品带回来给她的这个男子的话呢，这男的就要会打她。
Finally, she came to her senses and she walked out of that.
那最后这女的她终于鼓起勇气，她也明白她这个自己在什么环境当中，所以她就离开这个地方了。
But one day she met a man who was nothing like her first husband.Nothing like her ex-boyfriend.
有一天这女子呢，她认识了另外一个男子。她呢，跟她的第一任丈夫不一样，她跟她的前男友也完全不一样。
Instead, he was kind and gentle and loving.
这个男人呢，他是很有爱心，也很温柔，也很爱她。
He was a widower with two little daughters.
他的太太已经去世了，所以他自己带了两个女儿。
He would write her love notes. He would.Give her flowers, and he would sing her love songs.
他会对这个女的写情书，他会送她鲜花，他也会对她唱情歌。
Then one day they got married, and he treated her even better.
那有一天他们结婚了，而且这个男子呢，对这个女的呢，是对她更好，更加爱护。
And one day she was cleaning out her desk, and she found one of the lists from her first.Husbands, a list of the chores that he had wanted her to do.
所以有一天，这个女人她在清理自己的桌子的时候呢，她找到了一个是在以前的前任丈夫每天要给她的那个长长的这个东西长长的这个单子里面呢一条一条叫她每天要做什么事。
She was shocked to discover that she actually did more for her second husband.Than she ever did for her first husband or for her ex-boyfriend.
然后她才很惊讶地发现说，原来她为她现任丈夫每天所做的事情呢，远比她为第一任丈夫所做的事，或者比以前的那个男友所做的事还要多。
Because she not only served her husband, but she also served his children.
因为她不光是为现任这个丈夫服侍，她也照顾她两个女儿。
For her husband and for her ex-boyfriend, it was always such a burden.
但是对她在服侍前任丈夫跟她以前的男友的时候呢，她老是觉得心里有许多的重担。
But for her second husband, it was such a joy.
但是服侍现在的这个丈夫呢，心里充满的是喜乐。
And that's our freedom in Christ.
这个就好像我们在耶稣基督里面的自由一样。
We have freedom from that long list of rules.
因为我们从这一个 一个需要做事情的这规条的清单当中呢，我们已经得到自由了。
We have freedom from self-destructive sin.
我们也从这个能够害我们自己的这个罪当中也得到自由了。
Instead, we have been set free by Christ.
因为我们在耶稣基督里已经得到释放，得到自由。
Now we find freedom in serving God and serving His children.
所以现在我们在在服事当中我们得到自由，我们有自由去服事。
So how about you?
所以对你来讲是不是这样呢？
Are you still trying to earn your way into heaven by doing good deeds?
你是不是还是想说你必须要做很多的善事才能够上天堂呢？
Christ's emancipation of proclamation declares that if you have put your faith in Jesus Christ, you have been set free from the master of legalism.
在耶稣基督所给我们的释放宣言当中说，如果我们在耶稣里面把信心放在耶稣里面的话呢，我们就从教条主义当中得到自由了。
Are you a slave to self-destructive sin?
那你是罪的奴仆吗？
Christ's emancipation of declaration declares that you no longer need to serve sin. Instead, you can now enjoy the freedom of serving God and serving His children.
耶稣给我们的解放宣言里面已经告诉我们说，我们已经从罪当中得到自由，所以现在我们已经有自由可以去彼此服侍，服侍神当中耶稣自己的儿女。
Thank you, Pastor Paul, for your message on the purpose of...